Does this mean that the mining sector starts to be seen by investors almost like the oil companies, as an annuity, a solid investment, a dividend payer, even during very difficult times?
Now, George mentioned dividends is the one thing which I think companies can do to try to stabilise the streams for investors. And what is it now, nearly 5 years ago, anybody in the industry who had a steady progressive dividend policy, we used to call it, gave it up. And effectively, if you look at what that's saying, effectively to shareholders, it is saying we can't handle the volatility, so we're going to put it all onto our shareholders. And if you think about the stack through a profit and loss statement, the revenue varies a little bit, the profit varies a lot, and the dividends are just all over the place. So they not only put the volatility, like a share of the volatility onto the shareholders, but they put all of the volatility onto the shareholders. So, and I think at the time, people kind of got really scared about the outlook, but also had two heavy balance sheets. And I think that's solvable. And I would really like to see companies, you know, with good quality assets that can sustain it, get a strong balance sheet, get back to a progressive dividend. And that's the one thing I see that companies might be able to do.
But I think if I look at some of the mining companies, they do have an opportunity to do what, to be honest, some of them have done in the past, which is actually be sensible about their capital allocation, pay good dividends, as well as keeping enough to maintain and sustain their businesses. And I think this pandemic has shown that they have a solid base after some bad years, but after restructuring, and they are able to move forward in that way.